Firefighters are using a web of trails and forest roads to try to box the fire in and keep it away from homes. Operations Chief Todd Abel says the two neighborhoods that have been evacuated are not threatened at this point.
The reason we went to that go in that area was because for public safety and for firefighter safety, get those folks out of the way so that we could be in there doing our work and make sure those houses aren't impacted.
Rain could bring some relief, but Abel says they're also looking at the potential for flooding on the mountain watershed. I'm Laura Morales in Flagstaff.
The museum fire near Flagstaff continues to grow, and a number of families have had to evacuate while others wait for evacuation orders. It has been labeled the top wildfire priority in the U.S. right now. KJZZ's Laura Morales attended this morning's media briefing and joins us for an update. Laura, what is the latest information you've got on the museum fire?
So last night, a Type 1 Southwest Area Incident Management team took over and made the museum fire the nation's top priority. There are 600 people now working on the fire, and currently they're still saying it's at about 1,800 acres, and that is mainly because they weren't able to do an infrared flyover last night where they mapped the fire. Because it was just too cloudy, too smoky. But we are still at zero containment.
And Laura, what is the evacuation situation right now? For many people, and obviously you've lived there for many years, to hear that there are evacuations near Flagstaff sound especially alarming. I mean, really one of the more populated areas of the state.
Yes, we've had two neighborhoods evacuate. And there's about 5,000 homes in pre-evacuation mode. But the people that had to evacuate, many are staying with friends and family. There is a shelter set up at Sanawa Middle School. Friends who had to evacuate told me that all day long while they were packing and preparing their go bag, the dozen or so air tankers and giant helicopters that were flying overhead were rattling their doors and their windows. So it's a pretty intense experience.
This is a major priority in the U.S. A big crew is there. What are the biggest challenges going forward, and what's the plan to attack this fire?
The biggest challenges, we've been told, are the weather and the terrain. The fire is burning in the Dry Lakes Hill area, which is pretty rugged. Up in the San Francisco Peaks, lots of beloved biking and hiking trails up there, but it's tough to get to. And so they are attacking it from above and getting boots on the ground, as they say. They are going to be using that trail system to try and box in the fire and keep it as small as possible today.
And Laurel, finally, here in the Valley, we finally got some sprinkles, which is late for us in this monsoon season. Is there any hope that the weather will help fight this fire? Maybe some, obviously monsoon can bring lightning and wind, but it can also potentially bring rain or other precipitation.
Yeah, so yesterday it felt a lot like it was sort of a Charlie Brown day here in Flagstaff. Everybody was getting rain but us when we really needed it. I did feel a few sprinkles yesterday. Operations chief talked about the relative humidity levels really helping yesterday. We are still experiencing some erratic winds that are pushing the fire mostly in the northeast direction, which means away from the city for the most part.
From the Fronteras desk in Flagstaff, that is KJZZ's Laurel Morales with the latest on the museum fire. Laurel, thank you and stay safe.
Thanks for having me, Steve.